foreign aid package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, as well as Taiwan. A rally is underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 211 points, the NASDAQ ahead 225, and the S&P is trading 32 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday, still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed announced new initiatives to aid small businesses in the river region on Monday. A portion of the funds from the American Rescue Plan Act will go to a small business access to capital low-interest loan program. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting that occurred over the weekend. 40-year-old Jamie Shorts was charged with first-degree assault in a shooting that happened Saturday night in the 1000 block of Rosedale Drive. The unidentified male victim was hospitalized with serious injuries. The PETA organization, that's People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, sent a letter to the Florabama Lounge Monday urging that the dead fish used at the popular mullet toss event be replaced with fake rubber fish. The Florabama Interstate Mullet Toss happens this weekend, most likely with real mullet. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shavers here. Alice Sinclair. Sky is with us. Before I give you the news that you have been calling people, telling them to turn over to hear the prices on riding the train, let's go to Lunchbox Bob before he has to go to his scheduled event. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
It's the third half. Two babes and Scott. And Scott, this is going to be an unusual call, and we're going to do something a little different. I've got a question to ask you in a moment, and then potentially a favor to ask of the two babes. Number one, Scott, yesterday yes. I mentioned that I'd spoken with an Alabama state legislature member this past weekend on the sideline of the soccer field. Question. He told me when it comes to the Alabama legislature, he will commonly see 12,000 to 14,000 bills a session filed and at least, if not even talked about, at least in paperwork. Now, as a former member of the legislature, is that an accurate number, or was he giving me numbers too high?
I think the number is 1,200 to 1,400.
1,200 to 1,400 bills per session.
Yes.
And each session, here, check my math, each session is 30 working days, all contained within 105 calendar days.
That is correct.
1,200 bills. All right, now, to the lady, to the babe. Babes, you got to do Lunchbox Bob a solid here. When you're walking around the office today, and if you happen to bump into Parker, tell him I need to adjust my numbers in my submission. He don't know what I'm talking about. But do Lunchbox Bob that favor. Not 12,000, it's 1,200.
Correct.
Adjust
now,
your numbers.
Now,
got it.
Now, back to something serious. Parker, he needs to know that. He and I need to chat. Next, Scott.
Yes.
This bill for development zones, do you think it was written in the last week or in the last 30 days?
No, sir. It's this same package of legislation. I don't know if it's word for word or not, but the same effort is afoot. I was going to say across the country, but apparently globally.
So what we're looking at here is Alabama GOP party leadership in our legislature is willing to completely obfuscate, deceive, distract our legislatures with 1,200 bills. They've got 100 days to look at and 30 days to vote up or down on. And then, conveniently, with 10 working days of the session left, they drop a bill that will change the economic landscape of our state for over a generation. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, except instead of a bill, it's a package of bills, a series of bills doing multiple things in multiple directions. But no, you're right. The premise is correct.
Think about that for a moment, people. Because this state has been under one-party rule for decades. Now, granted, in the early 2000s, the party changed colors, the party changed names, but the reality is it's still one party in charge. They've been planning this for a while. They'll distract the little legislature who thinks he's going to go to Montgomery and be upright and do good with 1,200 different bills to waste their time. Meanwhile, they've got a package they intend to drop at the last moment where it can still get slid through and do damage for generations to you, your kids, and your grandkids, and it's by design. Now, there's a part of me that thinks that's a whole lot worse than a little bit of debris around the rim. And I'm not even going to revisit the story of Lunchbox Bob, Miss Wonderful, and the monkeys with the chocolate-covered espresso beans. She told me never again. But think about that, people. And then have a good, strong cup of black coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox. All right, for the riveting news, the cheapest ticket on the old Amtrak lines to go from Birmingham to Washington, D.C., one way.
On the dirty train.
On the dirty train that they do not wash. I do not know why. It bothers me to no end. Kind of like people throwing out their trash on the side of the road. $132.
Really? How many times do you stop?
Yeah, how long does it take
the,
you?
The trip is, let's see, I had that a second ago.
Let's guess.
I'm going to guess 13 hours.
I was thinking 19, but that seems really long. I don't know. I'm like, if you got to stop at every little town.
You know what? He looked at you like you could be right.
Average train trip duration, 19 hours, 23 minutes.
Oh, my word.
Leaves at 5:24 p.m. and gets there in 19 hours and 23 minutes.
So what's the trade-off?
Stupid.
Average ticket price for that train is $172. That's the lowest price, $1.32.
I'm so sorry.
That seems miserable.
Why would airplanes. You do that?
Let's see if we can find one that leaves at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So it'll be comparable.
Go to Delta.
I've got a whole host of things.
Do you have
here.
The Googles?
The Googles. I got the Googles. If you leave at 6:07 on the Delta, and you have to have a layover or two, it will take you 4 hours and 48 minutes, one stop. You want to guess the price? Remember, the cheapest Amtrak price to ride that train for 19 hours and 23 minutes, you'll get there tomorrow. At lunch or something. Delta will take you there for $120.
Wow. That's a great price.
That is. That's airport security now. So
you can't transport your machete.
No.
American Airlines will take you, if you go the right day, it's the minimum. That's why I told you $132. American will take you one way for $96.
What do you think Southwest is?
Southwest is not on my list.
They lure you in with those low prices, and then they're always unavailable.
It's $96 to get you there,
which is
$407 to get you back.
Which is faster, taking the train from Birmingham to D.C. or the bus from Birmingham to D.C.?
Now you're getting crazy, Sky.
Since you're asking, okay. I'm going bus.
Average price, bus ticket, Birmingham to D.C.? $92.99.
Really?
Wow.
And all right, Allison, guess how long the trip takes? Come on, you're hot. You're hot. Don't think it. Don't overthink it.
21 hours and 47 minutes.
19 hours, 30 minutes. Just like.
Oh, it's the same.
Same exactly. Price.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this plane ticket, American.
Yeah.
Now it's out a little ways. You have to go on Saturday, May the 18th. That's what Google did for me. So the cheap price is Saturday, May the 18th.
Okay.
But you can go to D.C. for $96.
I'm impressed, actually.
Here's the weird. It gets even weirder. So the Google's giving me the time that these flights leave, how long it takes, whether it's nonstop, one stop, two stops, whatever, and also the average emissions for the flight.
Really?
I'm serious as a heart attack.
And why do we care about that?
Typical emissions is a category.
Oh, come on.
Because, well, look, I mean, some of them, it's like a 20% reduction in the emissions. A Delta flight is clean.
I'm going to need a category for how many mullets died.
How many mullets were killed?
I mean, this is just getting stupid.
We've lost our minds. We have lost our minds. But every one of these airlines
gives their emissions. I can assure you.
This is the one I want. There's a United flight for $167. One stop. 60% over the average emissions. That joker is like leaving a black trail.
That's the one you're taking?
That's the one I'm taking. It sounds like. Blah.
Do you think human nature, do you think anybody, even if you're a climate change, if you're like.
Okay, I'm not taking that flight because the emissions are up.
Yeah. No. If that's the best flight for you.
Not a chance.
Y'all are such fakers.
All the greenies ought to walk everywhere.
They're so fake.
They really are.
They really are.
They're fake.
Fake.
Oh, my word.
Ruiners
okay.
And fakers.
After our next call, remember that we talked yesterday about an article that we would like to perhaps dismantle.
I thought it was so funny. Did you read it, Scott?
The political
it was
theater
hilarious.
Article.
I think you need to read
article.
It in voices.
Oh, my God. It was hysterical.
I didn't read it till this morning.
Didn't you think it was funny?
It is. It's a piece of work.
Like, we're just grasping at straws. And you know what's sad is when I read the headline, I thought I was going to actually be able to get on board with it because I thought he'd be talking about how ridiculous these innovation district bills are.
That's what I thought. That's why I didn't read it. I was like, okay, that's just about those innovation districts.
You thought the same thing?
I did. Mm-hmm. Even when you sent it. Who sent it?
Allison did.
Yeah, Allison said.
It's ridiculous.
It made me giggle.
But it wasn't it.
Yeah.
Let's have a little fun with that.
Oh, and I got to give my shout out to Speaker Ledbetter at some point.
You want to do it now?
Well, I don't know. Are you ready for it?
Well, we could get an update from the governor's office or from the mansion.
All right, let's go there.
Let's go out to P.I.'s and Ivy or Poe's, and I don't know how he... Or she, or I don't know how they pronounce it. Poison, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for taking my update. You know, something happened right after I got off the phone with y'all at about 1:30 on Friday over here at the Trump. You know, we got our booth out here with the mint juleps, you know. And cousin,
at the Trump trial?
Yes, and you're not going to believe what happened. They had us a booth over there by CNN, by Miss Coates over there, about 1:30. And the governor had went with her security. She had to go take a little bathroom break. And up comes this guy with a mullet that looks like he's one of those PETA people. And he says, the sun is really getting me over here. And I said, well, these mint juleps ain't got any alcohol. They're just syrup and mint. You can just put them on you for, you know, some sun relief. They have some sunscreen relief. And so I did. And cousin come back, and she said, well, what happened to the mint juleps? And I said, well, I gave them to somebody. You know, this is my recipe without any, you know, alcohol in it, no bourbon. And she said, Lord have mercy, that come from the steel underneath going from the mansion to the state house. Me and the BCA people, me and the BCA and the Alabama Power, we made some of Papa's recipe like on the Walton. That's just 100 proof. Well, the next thing I know, I hear something go poof, and the CNN girl screams, and I don't see the mullet man, but the fire department is coming. Y'all have a nice day.
Wait, but what happened?
That's the guy who set himself on fire. He done rubbed the governor's... mint juleps on himself.
This is what we said. Well done. Thank you.
Very well done.
How did you put that together?
Because poison ivy is a genius. Brain.
Keep up with the news.
You're so smart.
Oh, I wondered what happened to that guy, but that makes complete sense.
Dang.
What, Sky? Sky's like, what?
The mint juleps. Gosh. Oh, wait.
Yeah, with all Sky, this recipe thing.
I said that was funny.
And then 100 proof. That's so funny.
Here comes the fire department. Oh, man.
And then there's a fire.
Kyle is going to be up next. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's a good movie.
How long does it take to drive a real car up there? Not an electric car. That could take 3 days. Amtrak can beat the electric car.
I think your wife, though, could give everybody a run for their money.
3 hours. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Big news! The biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. That's what we're thinking. I think the Muffin Man, the rhyme was first recorded in a British manuscript circa 1820. And then the stories are about blah, blah, blah. But urban legend claims that a local baker named Frederick Thomas Linwood, who lived on Drury Lane in London, lured children into dark alleys by tying baked goods, such as English muffins, onto a string in order to murder them. There are no historical records of Linwood.
I just asked if he was a drug dealer, and now you're telling me
he's
the
song. I mean, you were singing the song beautifully, by the way.
No,
you didn't even recognize it.
We didn't even know what it was.
But I just
joking.
Hit me.
Oh, you were joking?
Oh,
I thought you were being like being very, very
the
nice.
Song, and
she
it was,
thought you were being very nice to her.
The humming was great. You said she wasn't singing. She was humming, and we didn't know because we're not astute.
Right.
But it was the Muffin Man, obviously. And then she asked if the Muffin Man was a bad guy. Turns out, Allison, your instincts were correct.
Yeah, I just thought he was dealing drugs on Drury Lane.
She is so nice. Because we had no idea what you were humming until you had to do it over and over and over. And then Amy Beth almost had it, and then you said what it was.
So he was an abductor.
No, that's an urban legend. So the rest of it is...
I think that's Jack the Ripper from London.
Dang.
And he got a song...
I want to know how poor you are as a little kid to see a muffin moving itself into the alley and you're like, I'm going to follow it.
Tough times.
And then he gave me a cookie. Oh, that's too much, isn't it?
Get it. I get in the van.
No, get in the carriage, sir.
Get in the carriage. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey there. My goodness. I came in on the tail end of the discussion about the dirty train and the Delta.
Yes.
Now, you got to think, okay, you're going to take the admissions into account, I'm sure, as well as the price. But now let's think about this. The dirty train's owned by the government.
Yes.
Which means that it's maintained and driven and everything by government employees.
Correct.
Okay, that's one thing to think about. Now, if you're going to do the Delta, is Delta doing the DIE protocols, or are you going to have Joe Smuts the Ragman flying the plane?
Yes, and that probably all started when the government ended up owning about half of the airlines when they had to bail them out a couple of different times. So they probably, you know, the more government you get, the more out of whack you get.
Yeah, so you might end up driving your gasoline-powered car to ensure that you get there.
It's a 10.5-hour drive by car.
Is it?
To yes. D.C.?
So it's closer than Lincoln, Nebraska.
And it's half of a train.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm driving my car.
I'm comfortable in my car. You know what I'm saying? Even 10 hours, I mean, I can stop if I need to.
Yeah.
What you going to do on the dirty train if you need to stop? You ain't going to stop on the dirty train.
You're going to have to go in that public restroom on the dirty train.
Oh, that smells like a pool bathroom.
Yes. Just sloshing that stuff. It is a portalette sloshing constantly.
Ew. Barefoot. Ew. But you can take a nap on the dirty train, and you can read a book on the dirty train, and you can watch a movie on the dirty train.
Women can do that in the car.
Yeah, but what if you're just...
Unless you're
the woman. And you're driving, and there's nobody else with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's the trade-off, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now, you got to understand, too, the dirty train isn't a smooth ride like a car. It's going down track, so it's clack, 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 clack the whole time.
That's a good point. What's that road that you like, Amy Beth, in Montgomery?
Oh, the Badonkadonk Bridge.
The Badonkadonk Bridge, yes.
Outside of Prattville heading into Montgomery, yes.
Yes, Kyle, so for 19.5 hours, it's like driving the bridges out of Montgomery to Prattville.
Ba-boom, like that, ba-boom. Jesus, take the wheel, please.
Hey, the trains have a bar.
There we go, Allison.
There we go. We're getting
true.
There.
That's true. Yeah, You'd have to have a dirty martini in the bar, though.
Oh, yeah, they don't wash the glasses, I'm telling you, but yeah, exactly. Yeah. Kyle, we appreciate you, buddy.
Oh, boy, that's good.
Have a good one.
You think P. Eisen and his cousin took the train to New York for the Trump hush money trial, where they've got their little stand set up? You know what's funny about that? That is totally believable.
You don't know.
Can't you see P. Eisen and the governor giving mm-hmm. out mint juleps?
Can you? I mean,
P. Eisen's giving it away, and the governor comes back. Honey, child, what'd you do with?
That was my best bourbon.
You weren't supposed to show anybody
Walton
that.
The Walton family tradition. That's got the moonshine in it.
Oh.
That's my favorite story. My favorite P. Eisen story. And there's thousands of people who are still like, I don't get it. I didn't understand. What was he talking about?
Did that guy die?
Yes,
he did die. What was his thing? He wasn't a pro-Trump guy.
He wasn't. It looks like he was a Bernie Sanders supporter, mm-hmm. and he left a letter saying he was sorry and he loved his people. But it was the only way he could draw attention to the conspiracies that were out there. And some of them... We would go, yeah, he's not wrong, but I'm just sorry that he thought he needed to set himself on fire to do that.
Did y'all see the creepy song he sung?
No.
It was To Glory,
Did it
Glory,
sound
Hallelujah.
Like the Muffin Man?
No.
And it was Start an Effing Revolution. I mean, it was weird, and he's like staring in the camera, and you're like,
"Oh, that song." Oh,
yeah, I mean, it was.
Did he light himself at the end of the song?
No, this is as he's going. He's in the car, and he's about to go.
Oh, he's on the way.
Yeah, and that's like his last post.
Wait a second. Start. Does that coincide with this stuff going on at all the Ivies? Did that kick all this off, you guys?
It might have been.
Did they coincide?
I think it kind of coincided, yeah.
I think it's kind of like working for Alabama and innovation districts just kind of happened at the same time.
Got you. I understand.
Complete accident.
It just was,
thanks, Allison.
It just is not related
That's
at all.
Brilliant insight right there.
We got to take a break. Clark will be up on the other side. We'll be back.
Yeah, baby. Listen here, baby. Stop acting so crazy. moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters. For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday. Still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. So you want to do your shout out. It's not quite a Rammy. It's not to that level. It's a lower level
it
award.
I don't know. It could be a Rammy because, you know, I will be the first to admit that there's not a lot. I mean, Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter, the Speaker of the Alabama House, honestly, there's a lot we differ on. Okay. Like, I will never agree with him on gambling.
Correct.
I will never agree with him on IVF. There are a lot of things.
I mean, never mind. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say the connection. I'll tell you later.
I got to give him credit for something that's happening today where he really solidly came through on some things in our schools. And and House Bill 130, which is the bill that would take, you know, in 2022, we passed a law that said you couldn't talk about gender identity or sexual orientation in kindergarten through fifth grade. So this bill started out, it extends it through 12th grade.
Which would be great, which would be appropriate, which would be fine.
But it's been, I hear there's an amendment that's going to be offered on the floor today to just make it through 8th grade, which stinks, but it's better than nothing. We're going from 5th grade to 8th grade.
Okay.
This also has an amendment in there, which is Abs and I are very passionate about. It takes any LGBTQ transgender flags out of the classrooms.
Oh, okay.
But Speaker Ledbetter, I spoke with him maybe 2 weeks ago and just expressed my concern and why this was important. And the speaker gets the first two choices on the calendar.
Okay.
So he picks the first two bills that get debated on the floor.
Okay.
And House Bill 130 is a bill he picked for today. So at 1 o'clock, the bill will be on the floor of the Alabama House.
Okay.
So I just have to give credit and tell him thank you. It's something we can come together, join hands.
What legislative day are they on?
I think there are 6 days, maybe 7 days left.
Okay.
Which, and I've talked to some senators. If we can get it over there, I think we can get it through. It's got to go through committee and then be read on the floor and then be read again and do all that. But I think we can do it. And so I just asked Speaker Ledbetter, just give us a chance. Just give it a shot.
There you go. So he's launching the ship. Okay, good.
I'm
hopefully
thankful.
They won't take that amendment. And then if they do take it, maybe the Senate will fix it back. But hey, look, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really, got the abs stickers on the wall thing is included.
Yeah,
though.
Like actually making a classroom a safe place. Which means
just a neutral place.
Discussion.
Right.
So that you can learn. That's all we want. It's just for kids to be able to learn without the pressure of the insanity that's being pressed in and pressed on them.
Can I just note again that someone's worldview will dominate?
Yes.
And that we have been reduced to asking just for simple neutrality. But it was a unbelievable curse and burden for a school to have a copy of the Ten Commandments posted anywhere in the building. One place was just horrible. Horrible. But you can put rainbow flags and rainbow stickers and all that stuff everywhere, up and down every hallway. And that's just education. You get what I'm saying?
I want
people to note that.
Yeah, it's like Brian Dawson always talks about the myth of neutrality.
Yes.
Like you said, somebody's worldview will win. And and speaking of that, there's also House Bill 385, which is being carried by Arnold Mooney.
Okay.
And has lots of sponsors, co-sponsors, including the speaker. He co-sponsored this one that would apply obscenity laws to school libraries and public libraries.
Okay.
Currently, they are the exception where you can put obscene material in front of minors. That one has had a little bit of resistance, but I think, I'm hoping it will get on the floor on Thursday. That's kind of the rumor I'm hearing, but Representative Joe Lovern and Speaker Ledbetter will have to make that decision if they want to vote on it or not.
Okay.
extremely important. I mean, it just, again, it goes back to let these discussions be had in the home where they belong, right, or with a counselor.
And these are all laws that we did not need 20 years ago, 30 years ago, because the common culture said that's inappropriate.
Right.
It's the whole Bill of Rights argument. We don't need that. Everybody knows, right. You know, everybody knows that. You don't need that. Why would you even put that? In the school libraries and the regular library, you don't need that. Oh, no. Now we do.
Yeah.
We have to. We play whack-a-mole all the time because the leftists are just, they just pop up everywhere. And then it goes to the article that y'all wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Wow. It does. I mean,
it's just so funny.
It is hilarious article.
So read the headline and then tell them what it's about, because
This is from Bill Britton. It says, "The dangerous game of political theater in Alabama. A surge in legislation seeks to control and dominate the rights and freedoms of individuals."
So, like Scott and I both thought, this has to do with innovation districts. I'm going to be able to agree with Bill Britt.
Right.
Until.
No. Nope. Consider, and I'm going to just skip down 1, 2, 3 paragraphs. I need to say this in a very serious voice, but I can't. Consider the controversial.
Start with the second one, though, before that. So right. You get the whole Machiavellian ruthlessness, blah, blah, blah.
The 2020, I'll do it in my librarian voice.
Yes.
The 2024 legislative session in Alabama serves as a stark example of this problem. Here, lawmakers have capitulated to the demands of the Christian right, pushing the state closer to Christian nationalist policies. This surge in legislation seeks to control and dominate the rights and freedoms of individuals, justified by a gross misinterpretation of biblical scripture. It's a Machiavellian display, cunning, deceitful, and ruthless political performances, all employed to cling to power and manipulate the ethical compass of others to maintain or gain an advantage. And at this point, you're like, oh my gosh, what are they talking about?
Everybody remember the guest we had on yesterday, which I just think this is funny.
Consider the controversial HB 164, also known as the porn law, porn ID law, which, forgive us all, which requires pornographic websites to verify visitors' ages with a government-issued photo ID. This law ostensibly aims to protect minors, but it is more about restricting adult freedoms under the guise of moral sanctity, a.k.a. we dudes are out here, we just want to look at porn and don't want to be bothered. It was passed not out of genuine concern. Oh, no, we ain't not concerned at all, but as a political maneuver to placate fanatics. Because we don't want our children to see porn, and prevent an even more odious law, HB 167, from passing. Both measures had been sidelined in the past by reasonable lawmakers who understood the absurdity and frivolous nature of the proposed bill. However, this term the lawmakers gave in to right-wing religious pressure and high-powered lobbyists, opting for the lesser of two evils. We don't want our kids to see porn, and so we're going to go with what Scott Beeson said yesterday. How about you just go tell your wifey wife, rather than having the porn filter turned on, honey, when I'm in the car, I'm going to be looking at the pornography at lunch break, and that's what I'd like to do. It'd be easier if he'd just written that.
But then he goes after Susan DeBose.
Oh, and he calls her the church lady.
Which is so funny. He says, governing has become performative for many, like State Rep Susan DeBose, who walks the halls of the State House with a social media assistant following closely, providing real-time updates to her online followers. DeBose is a self-righteous church lady straight out of an SNL skit. You know what I love about Susan?
What?
Like, she keeps us updated. She lets us know what's happening. I will take that any day over the ones that hide behind their doors. I mean, at least she's trying.
Listen to the rest of it. 2024 bans on black and gay history. Pro-white supremacy legislation under the guise of anti-CRT and ESG. Even a court decision declaring a frozen embryo a human being.
Which, can I ask a question? Then what is it if it's not a human?
Oh,
a cat?
Man, Clark's up next. A cat. And other comments. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, not a lot enough time left on Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get right out to your calls. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott. Hi, ladies.
Hey.
Scott. Hey, now, early in the show, you said they're not pretending anymore.
Correct.
Let's go to the Alvin Let's go to the Alvin Bragg farce up in New York for a second. Now, polling shows that 35% of the American people think Trump did something wrong.
Okay.
The thing is that same 35% would say that Trump hit Abel in the head with a rock and then went on to steal the Lindbergh baby if they thought it would disqualify him from running, okay?
Yes.
Alvin Bragg said Trump schemed to corrupt the 2016 election. Now, conspiracy is not part of the indictment, but that's what he wants people to think with the scheme. But think about that, Scott. The people that brought us the Russian collusion hoax,
yes.
People that brought us Hunter's laptop is Russian disinformation, the people that brought us 6 feet to stop the spread farce, the people that promoted mail-in fraud, the people that gave us stuffed drop boxes,
yep.
The people that gave us the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The
and
same
the water pipe
same
first.
People, yes. The same deep state folks that engineered J6 to seal the deal on the steel are telling us that Donald Trump schemed to corrupt that election.
Yes.
So.
And but here's the thing, that, you know how we talk about their, you know, they kind of tell the truth. In their worldview, Donald Trump trying to have an honest election was a scheme to stop the election they had planned.
Yes, I know. They're not even pretending that they're not perverting our justice system to get what they want. Now, you know, if 35% think he did something wrong, they know 65% of the American people see through their farcical charade, and they're saying, we don't care. What are they going to do about it? And they're just going to try to bum rush this through. And that's my thoughts on that. Now I got something for the ladies real quick.
Okay.
I was listening to Jesse Kelly while I was on equipment last night, and sometimes I can hear well and sometimes not, depending on RPMs. But he ran a Blue State ad about the state of Alabama. Ladies, did you know that if you're driving a car, a police...
That's the very first thing we did
over.
On the show today.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
They can make you pee on a stick to find out if you're pregnant.
Leave
the state of Alabama.
That's right.
Have an abortion.
It's just...
We got it. Hey, thanks, Clark.
It's embarrassing.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Sky, can you give us a quick update on how things are going?
You don't want to hear it. It's just the same old, you know.
I kind of felt that way.
Yeah, it's just wearing out. We need, I'm hoping for a breakthrough soon. She's doing her best, but she's got a lot of work to do.
Strength is still down.
Yeah, strength is still down. But they're doing, you know, physical therapy and everything. We just need a breakthrough.
You got it. So. Absolutely.
Prayers coming, please.
Sam from Pike County. I don't know how fast you can talk.
We'll find out.
Guy is good people, and let's pray for his family. How about that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No, man. You know, my family's, you know, fourth generation railroaders. I like the railroading, which, you know, might be a mistake one day. But my father talks about the Amtrak. You know, there's two different types. You know, there's what a lot of people use it to get in and out of D.C. and whatnot near East Coast. Mm-hmm. And there's us that travel long distances. And you have to keep those two different things in mind. But okay. What I'm really getting to, Scott, there's a better class of working girl you find on the Amtrak.
Really?
And, they have a little, I don't want to say union, but they work together. You'll find the prices are fairly stable. And the quality is very good.
All right, Sam, you're going to have to expand on this later. We appreciate you, buddy. So, everybody be safe out there, whether you fly or ride the train, planes, trains, or automobiles. Be safe. We'll try to be back tomorrow.